And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a show in two parts this week, Tony.
Okay.
The first half is the usual random nonsense. Second half is dedicated to Bad Afro Records. They sent us through some new singles that are coming out in the spring. It's called the Spring Promo. So it's a Bad Afro Spring Promo special. Or as I call it, BASP.
Nice.
BASP, however, is not the word of the week. We've not one, not two, but three words of the week this week. Here comes the first one. It's one that I thought up to update my bloody Facebook status with because I was bored. And I said, I've just bought a shat-nav, which is very useful for when I'm trying to find the bog. That's what that is. That's
very
a
nice.
Shat-nav right there. Yeah, like it. More of the other two later on in the show. But right now, it's time for the first track. It's a brand new band for us. This has come through from Manila PR. This is the, well, I suppose it's a double A-side, but this is officially the B-side to a new single that's out soon. Featuring Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks on backing vocals. This is Red Track and Addicted to Lust.
I'm coming, oh, come in. Oh, my heartbeat's in double time. We're going home, leaving. Just one more kiss and you'll be mine. Sex ain't mysterious. She's ripping off, stripping that top shelf skirt from too many Smirnoff. I swear I'm sweating, I know just what I'm getting. Hope she will make me wait all night. Sex ain't mysterious, whoa, it's contagious. I just can't get enough, cause I'm addicted to love.
So that's Red Track and Addicted to Lust. I was really hoping, Tone, and that's out, I think, in March or April. I'll check. It's out soon, anyway. I was really hoping that was going to be a really crappy cover version, and they'd go, gonna have to take it, you're addicted to lust. But it's actually just quite a good song. Red Track won't thank me for saying it's quite a good song. It's a brilliant song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Red Track.
No, myspace.com/ Red Track the band. It's an early lead for Paulie B. Paulie B in the Internet One, Tony Nell. Have a feeling you're going to get it back, though, somehow.
Okay.
It's a piece of piss, this one, really.
Good.
So, yeah, do make sure you check out their MySpace page. All the bands we're playing this week should be on our MySpace page.
Cool.
Right. Now, speaking of MySpace, I'm not going to talk about MySpace this week. Because there's something else that I want to do. Because Tony Moroney, you've done a bit of work, haven't you, this week? Brilliant. You've done what you said you would, albeit a week late, but it's happened. I can't have a go. All you got to do is talk to Insane Star about that. Sorry about the 3-month wait for your prize. It did arrive eventually. Because I can now exclusively reveal here on Punky Radio that the Cafe Press t-shirt store is back online. We have a number of different designs for you in a number of different things. What are they, Tony?
We have the usual selection of the t-shirts. The dark t-shirt, which is normally black, now is available in many different colours.
Like the military green, don't we?
We do like the military green. There's also cardinal red, which is always quite smashing, I think. I think it was cardinal red.
That's what Fatboy got, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Goober Goober one. And there were some other white ones on there. We can have one of every style they do. So if you want another style adding and you know Cafe Press, just drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com. We have...
Well, that's the point, isn't it? We will personalise your item for 1 week only.
Yeah.
So if there's a phrase from the show or something you'd like on the t-shirt or like us to write something on the t-shirt, we'll do that for you and you'll have a week to buy it.
Yeah, we'll just put it up there. We might have to take something off and put something else up, but...
But we'll only be putting it off for 1 week, won't we, so?
Yeah. And we have... There's a mug. There was a teddy bear. There's also a rather fantastic clock.
I'm loving the clock.
We are pushing the clock. Clocks
and
are good.
There's a trucker's hat, isn't there?
There is a trucker's hat, yeah.
Don't be a fucking twat. Buy a trucker's hat. Don't be a cock. Buy a clock. Don't be a squirt. Buy a t-shirt.
Yay.
See what I've done there?
I like it.
So, yeah. Always working. Always working.
And the last... And since we've last been here, they now seem to have done something with the exchange rates, so you can now buy in pounds, or it certainly tells you the pound price.
Is that the exchange rate, baby?
Yeah. So
it does look good for our potential British customers at last, because they were getting stung for import duty, but it looks like that's been sorted out now. So sorry about the exchange rate, people in Britain. It's not as great as it was, but... It does look as if everything's more reasonably priced for the British market, which is why we've gone back online with them.
Yeah. So you can...
As I say, people that have bought the t-shirts, I mean, they've lasted the course, haven't they? It is quite a good quality kit.
I think so.
And if you fancy... I'm going to buy the clock myself. I mean, if you are enjoying the show and you fancy doing a little bit of advertising for us... Why not buy a Punky t-shirt or a clock so when someone comes around you ask them, what's that mug saying yellow friendship? What's that all about?
Not there's one yet, but there should be. I have to sort that one out. But yeah.
One of this week's word of the week, because I've got three of them this week. By the way, if you do have a word of the week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email word of the week. But if you do have a word of the week that... you'd like, do that, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, pay attention, Paul. But one of the words of the week this week would look very nice on a mug. I'll tell you about it later.
Cool. And the most important thing, I suppose, is telling you where it is. cafepress.com/punkyradio.
And that's CAFEPRESS.
Yeah. .com/punkyradio. Is the link still on the MySpace, or did we take it off?
Is it still there? I don't know.
It might still be there. If it's still there, it will work again.
If it's still there, it'll work. If it's not, we'll put it back.
Yeah.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah. If you are on MySpace. Is the link still on the website?
Don't think so. I will probably took it off that one.
That's a little job for Tony.
We'll sort it all out. But cafepress.com/punkyradio. Yeah.
And at this early point, I'm going to say, because I've remembered this time, hello, Hussy Skunk.
Hello.
Hello, Wicked Radio. Hello, what? Pirate Radio around the globe, and particularly hello to our good friends in Wisconsin, because we know that we have a number of Wicked Radio listeners in Wisconsin, and we really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the show, etc., etc. Also, if you're wondering where this crazy bed has come from, it's a brand new bed. A brand new bed, yes, a brand new bed. It's Project Marv. I said I was going to find out if he had any more instrumentals.
Yeah.
He was absolutely instrumental about it. Half an hour after I asked him, he sent me three. So I turned them into a bed, sent them over to you. You've got them on the show. Here goes. Bit of new stuff underneath us.
It's very nice.
I like a bit of new stuff underneath me, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. Always appreciated. But if you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com. And at the top of the screen, there was an important please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read them out. Alternative, go to podcastalley.com and search for us. And here are the top five from this week. Punky vote. I know it's the end of the month, but that just means they can vote again next week. Favourite song from last week's show? Red Flag 77, Black and White. Bill from New York. Thank you, Bill.
One of the favourite lists.
One of the favourite. Always voting. Buy a t-shirt, Bill. Buy a clock. A Bazanga show. Punk is great, as we all know. Keep it up, you cock jockeys, and keep giving us punky junkies our weekly fix. From Dr. Spoon.
Thank you, Dr. Spoon, you big box head.
Yeah. He clearly didn't have enough to say, because the next one's from him as well. Punk is great, really? Obviously. Goopa goopa, turd burglars. Just listened to this week's show, and it was ace, as always. Hope for many more years at Punky, because a vote for Punky is a vote for freedom. Dr. Spoon. Thank you very
much. We've been to Button Moon. We followed Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon.
Nice. Bye o'clock.
Thanks. Bye o'clock.
Bye. Punky rocks.
Punky rocks. Bye o'clock.
Bye clocks. I've just been listening for a whole year now. Check out these bands. MySpace.com/HomestarRunner. MySpace.com/TheUpgrades. MySpace.com/SteerClear. That last one was split up now. Okay. Play the fourth one.
Well, we probably
one.
Won't check then.
No, play the fourth one on their MySpace. That's on Mick, 1050. Thank you.
Thanks, Mick. I would just like to say, if there's a band that you'd like us to play on the show, do get them to approach ours. It's much easier that way. If we go out sort of fishing for bands, introducing ourselves, it takes forever. If they just send us an email or a MySpace message saying, look, we've heard about the show, we'd like to be played on it, we just send them a profile if they haven't found it already, and they send us a CD. It's much easier that way than if we have to go introducing ourselves, because it just sounds like we're chancers trying to get a record, and we don't need a record. We get loads. So, and I can't be bothered to go grovelling to some band that I don't know. If you've got a band you think would benefit from being on our show, get them to email poorlybe@punkyradio.com or via MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio.
And finally, John Valby. He once was a young man from Rangoon. He was born 9 months too soon. He didn't have the luck to be born by a fuck. He was scraped off the sheets with a spoon. That, my friends, is John Valby. I wish you well in February. Peace, Marcus, XY Rocks. Thanks,
Marcus,
very much.
Marcus, you legend. I have some additional material, including some birthday wishes, one of which is from Marcus, later on in the show.
Excellent. That's it from Podcast LA.
Yeah. That's it from who?
Podcast LA.
Podcast LA.
Podcast LA.
Cool. Well, we better get on with the next track then, Tone. Now, this band have come from Voodoo Rhythm Records. We got this quite a while ago. They're called The Come and Go. I have a feeling that I actually let them go and didn't play a track from them when it came through. Or I might have played one. And I think it's because their MySpace page was very, very slow to load up and I got a bit petulant. But I have checked it and it's fine now. But I haven't checked their MySpace profile. So I'm in the dark a bit here, but I think I'm right because I remember the thing from before. What is the MySpace page of The Come and Go, Tony?
MySpace.com/comeandgo?
No. MySpace.com/TheComeandGo, I think it is. I think it's TheComEngo. MySpace.com/TheComeandGo. And this is Petrol. That's the Come and Go and Petrol from the album. No, I picked up the wrong CD. That's not what it's called. From the album, Something's Gotta Give. It's a very, very good album. Very fast blues. Sort of punk blues, I suppose. And it hasn't. It's got a track listing, but not numbers. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, loads of tracks. So do check them out. They haven't got the MySpace page listed here. But it's good because they've got... the band are listed on the back, right? And they've got Marina on drums. Benu plays guitar and harp. Felipe plays guitar. Rob, bass. Alan, voice and harp. I think they mean harmonica there. And the last one, Alicia, keys.
Nice.
Just laughing. Yeah. That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It actually says on the back, Alicia Keys. All right, fair enough.
Get in.
Turns out she is cool. Tony, I've got some comedy suburbs for you.
Wow.
Now, I do like comedy suburbs. Oh, by the way, this is in the background, you're hearing the Planet Smashers. We had an idea about the bear, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was our idea again?
Which one? You've always wanted to see Punky Bear?
No, that is nice though. No, the one, but we haven't mentioned the yellow friendship on the bear, have we yet?
No, not yet, no.
Yeah, we're thinking of making the bear really inappropriate with yellow friendship on it and having a piss stain on the t-shirt. Right, that obviously isn't our own wee, but we can pretend it is. So if you would like the bear with yellow friendship and a piss stain on it, let us know and we'll sort it out for you. I mean, we might do it one week only or something, but I think that'll be quite a love. It's a shame that we didn't get this going for last week, really, because we could have said, why not buy it for Valentine's Day?
That's true.
To give your baby some yellow friendship. Mm-mm. I like comedy suburbs, Tone.
Yeah.
Now, this was a thing. This is on the basis that there's that station from Canada called Comedy Central. And we're on the outskirts of everything, so we're Comedy Suburbs rather than Comedy Central. If you've got a joke that you would like us to read out on the show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. This one came through from Scott J. And Scott, thank you so much. He sent it through twice. Oh, he sent it through twice because on the website it says email paulb@punkyradio.com or something, but I do prefer paulieb@punkyradio.com. Does come through easier. He sent it twice to cover his tracks. He did just that. Here goes. Hey, Paulie B. Hope you had a great birthday. I've got you a joke. What do you call a Raggedy Ann doll thrown into a rock quarry?
Dunno.
A dirty con rock sucker. And then he signs off by saying, a really quiet, long-time listener, Scott J, Clearwater, Florida. I've been to Clearwater, mate. Lovely spot. Great seafood. Oh, Tony.
Yes.
I've just got something to say. Feel free to join in. It might be about now. We might get lucky. Which brings me on to the second word of the week, in fact.
Okay.
This happened by accident today when I misheard someone saying, I've got a tutorial, and then dropping something and saying oops. But they said it so quickly, I said, did you just say I've got tuna soup? And they went, yeah. I went, what a great name for fanny batter. That's up there with pilchard custard. Tuna soup. Come
nice.
On. So word of the week part two is tuna soup. For part three, you'll have to keep listening on. So yeah, please do. If you've got a joke, please do send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, comedy suburbs. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. But if you do have someone to nominate, I do need your nominations because it's the well runneth dry all the time. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Simple as that. Every reply is appreciated. Every email is repeated and is replied to. Okay, so here we go. Hey, sexy bitch. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's to you, is it?
Yeah. I've got a twat for you. My little brother, Mac, from Florida. Okay, so we were fighting, and frankly, if you're going to fight, don't fight like a bitch. Mac, he started kicking me. I mean, come on, that's a total bitch move. Here I am punching him, he decides to be a girl and start doing this bicycle move. I thought it was the girl in the fight. I thought I was the girl in the fight, but I guess he wanted the title. So yeah, that's why I nominated my brother as a twat. That's just from Teresa. So short and sweet, really.
Right. I don't know whether she is short and sweet, Tony. That's a real assumption.
I am generalising, aren't I?
And I have to say that if it had been a kick like a girl kicking a football, fair enough, it would be a girly kick. But if her little brother has offered some bicycle manoeuvre, this sounds a bit ingenious. She is the big sister. She's laying in with the punches. He's obviously younger, smaller, but he's agile, he's quick on his feet, and he's happy to try a kick. I don't know about this. I don't know whether this can be classic twattage.
I don't know. What is a bicycle move?
What are your feelings? Well, I should think it involves some form of bicycle kick. I doubt very much that he put her on stabilisers, then kicked her in the shin.
That would be ingenious.
So, what do you think? I don't know about this, Tony. I don't know.
But she did email me. I'm so happy for the email.
All right, fair enough.
She's lucky. Any other week. So, you ready?
Yes.
So Mac from Florida, the United States,
is a twat.
Do keep your emails coming, though, please.
Yeah, but I do also have to say that is the shortest twat we've ever had.
I think it is, yeah.
And we don't want twatties that short. We need more information, more background. In this instance, a little bit about the little fella. What's he done in the past? What other things has he kicked? Does he save it for his sister? What goes on? More information. I think on that basis, Tony, even though she's a very popular choice, I think because the email was so short, we maybe ought to give her a bit of a twatting as well.
Okay. So,
go for it.
So Teresa from Florida
is a twat. As well.
As well. Yeah.
Thank you very much for the email. We do appreciate it, but you've just been a little bit twatty. And that way, if the little brother listens, he's going to love it, isn't he?
Yeah.
The little twat. I'm going to bang on a third song, Tone. We're racing through the show this week.
Yeah.
This is from the Vaults.
Right.
This is the Johnsons.
Watching me.
That's the Johnsons. And Afraid of the Dark from the Vaults. We have played it before. It's from an EP called A Bump in the Night. We haven't heard from them in ever such a long time. They are from Basingstoke, or as they call it, Amazingstoke. Mm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
I don't think it's just the Johnsons. MySpace.com/Johnsons Band.
Great idea, but no. MySpace.com/TheJohnsons1.
Yeah.
Number spent N-O, as in the abbreviation of, and one as in the number one.
No one.
Yeah, the Johnsons no one.
That brings
as opposed to the Johnsons do one, which would be, if they ever split up, they could change their MySpace page now, I suppose. So, yeah, that is from, as I say, from the EP, A Bump in the Night. It's really good. We've also played Bukkake Queen, Zombie Nightmares. I think we might have played Boogie Woman as well. I think we might have played Forfeit. But anyway, I really like Afraid of the Dark. That's proper punky fare. And as far as I know, they're still gigging. Do get the chance to see them if you can. Great band. They're a very striking-looking band as well. I'm not going to give you any more information than that. Just check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/TheJohnsons1. Now, Tone.
Yeah.
This GoDaddy thing, have you got to the bottom of it yet?
No, totally not, no.
I think it's only right, then, that I should fill you in.
Okay.
And then tell you about GoDaddy. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and e-podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of the exchange rate, baby.
And now I'm going to ask you what the PUNKY2 code was again.
PUNKY2.
Thank you. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. You'd think by now I'd know how to bloody do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, dear. So this is Marv again. That's two Marvs in one show. The lucky boy.
That's a lot
he
of
was
Marv.
Saying about the album. He lost his vocalist. Yeah. I shouldn't know more about this than you, Tony, really, but I can give you information about this album you're on. That he's got four tracks left to do that he needs a new vocalist for. So if you do get in touch. I think it's MySpace page. It's /Project Marv, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah,
MySpace.com/Project Marv, which I'll put him in the top friends now that he's abed, because we haven't done it. I've let him go of late, and I've still never quite got over the guilt of what I did to that man one punk and disorderly birthday.
Oh, yeah. What was that game called?
Spoof. On Friday night, more of that later on, and I did come on as a black Sambuca is not my friend, it turns out. Yeah, we were playing Spoof, and Marvin never played before, and he really, really wanted to join in, but he was just terrible at it. And the thing with Spoof is, each time you lose, you have to go and get another drink. But because I lost the first one, I bought large ones, didn't I?
Yeah.
So then Marv went and got, I think, was it just large vodka? Were we just scoffing vodka?
It was all sorts. I'm sure.
Whatever it was large measures. And Marv lost four or five games in a row. And this is pre-tooth work.
Yeah.
And there was this brilliant bit. He was sat across the table from me. There weren't that many of us there, were there? Five of us, six of us?
Something like that, yeah. He kept
losing. And Marv just suddenly just stood. He was really, really losing it. And then he just sat up and went, out of nowhere, and then just banged his head on the desk, on the table, and just pretty much passed out, didn't he?
Yeah. Didn't we leave him outside the mill on the floor?
Yes, we did. Yeah. This is the next bit.
Sorry.
We were going to go to Coyote Wild. We went up to Coyote Wild, didn't we?
Yeah.
I decided to go. And they were going, yeah, but look, what about Marv? And we looked around, and Marv was just being sick in a bush, wasn't he? And then sort of fell asleep in it. I thought he was unconscious, but he wasn't. And again, I feel a little bit guilty about this, because Marv did hear what I said.
What was
when
that?
Someone said, yeah, but what are we going to do about Marv? I said, fuck Marv, leave him there. He'll wake up when he's good and ready. Left him there and we just pumped off. The venue, the people that ran the venue, can you remember Kev going, Paul, you're really out of order for that. I went, why? He said, we had to get him out of that bush. He was there for hours.
Yeah.
We didn't see him again for a couple of months, did we?
No.
He was like, the poor bloke. And Marv, I must apologise for that because it was my idea. It wasn't my intention to get you rat-arsed. That just happened, but he did. He spent a fortune on getting himself pissed and ruined his own night. But it was really, really funny.
I forgot about
that. It was. It's one of those things that just from time to time, I'll think about it and just it tickles me more and more just for this this mad big grin. It was, nah! And then just falling apart on the table in front of us.
And didn't everyone start taking pictures of him as well?
That I can't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever seeing a photo.
Yeah.
If you are listening, if you were there that fateful evening and you have a photograph of Marv in that state, please do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll post it fucking everywhere. Anyway, that was Cop Show by Marv. That was the usual GoDaddy ad. Don't forget, if you had forgotten already, don't be a twat, buy a hat. It's time for the next track.
But she tries so hard to get but nothing to spare. Outside in the real world, she's totally lost. It's shaking in her face. She looks in the shadow, she's antisocial. I see myself in her. She's my soulmate. Swept inside of the room, she found peace in this tool. Isolation is our only occupation. She couldn't find temptation outside. Outside her own mind, she never keeps track of time. I see myself in her. She's my soulmate.
That's the setting sun and soulmate tone.
Been a while since I've heard them.
It has indeed, and this is why, because the second half of this show is a Bad Afro Records special featuring three of the five singles that they're bringing out in the springtime.
Okay.
And I'm going to read out about the three of them because Lars from Bad Afro, good friend of ours, he's just written down some short paragraphs on each one, which is how we like it. So what you just heard was a setting sun and soulmate. Now, we did on their last album, we featured quite a few tracks. They've got a new album coming out soon. Here goes. Soulmate, which is what you've just heard, is the first single outtake from the upcoming setting sun album, Spring of Hate. It's a catchy song with clear references to the 60s and an amazing chorus that goes straight to the brain as a perfect blend of psychedelic pop and garage rock. Soulmate will be available as download 020309 as the mystery assistant turns the fucking tap on. While Spring of Hate is due out 20.04.09 as LP / CD and download. The album is produced by Lorenzo Woodrose in Black Tornado and is mixed by Johan Gellert at Studio 73. My apologies if during that little readout some of you suddenly had an unusual urge to go to the toilet. So yeah, basically we'll be playing more off that soon. Very good. I like him a lot. What I want to know is, what is the Setting Sun's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSettingSun.
It is. Which makes it Tony 1, Fawley B in the Internet 3, is that right?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Or is it 4-0 to me?
No.
It's 4-0 to me.
I just got that one right. I can be 4-0.
It's 3-1. Got very confused there. You listen to the Granabats, they're not confusing, they're brilliant. Something that was very confusing for me though, Tony, happened last week, Wednesday night, to be precise. Mr. Assistant, could you finish my cup of tea off? That would be really nice. Thank you very much, very kind. I have a feeling the second half of this show is going to be a bit of aggro. Last Wednesday night, there's a bit of aggro at the City Ground, Tony. I couldn't believe what happened. Replay of the FA Cup fourth round, Nottingham Forest v Derby, as discussed. A very big game, thank you so much. A very big game, the tea is here. Tea is good, tea is good. Ah, a cup of tea is good. We're 2-0 up after 20 minutes. We somehow managed to manufacture losing 3-2 with ex-Forest player Chris Commons, the hated Chris Commons, scoring Derby's winner in about the 76th minute. I was crushed. This started off so well. I thought, it's going to be a pasting. We're going to ram it up them. We're going to send them back down the A52, Brian Clough Way, a one-way street, it should be, with their little lamb's tails between their legs. And no, they have bragging rights, Midlands. And Nigel Clough, ex-Forest player, son of the god that is Brian, is their manager. I was very, very upset. But then, interesting fact.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, we play Queen's Park Rangers. On form, Queen's Park Rangers, the richest club in the Premiership, one of the richest clubs in world football now, since they were bought out by the F1 people. And they're on form. We're not. And here's something very interesting. Queen's Park Rangers City Ground on 2-1.
Okay.
And that continued after a 2-2 draw when we scored a late equaliser. Come on, you Reds.
Very nice.
Back in... Billy Davis might be good after all. Sad news, however. Sad news last week. Very sad for me particularly. Some of you listeners out there in Punky Radio Land will know that I'm a huge fan of the Cramps.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to see them on a number of occasions. And last week, Lux Interior, the leasing of the Cramps, died aged 60. How he got to 60, I'll never know. But this man is one of the most influential men in alternative music in modern times. Particularly influential in the development of psychobilly, which is a form of music I hold very, very close to my heart. I've got everything they've ever recorded except for a song called Butcher Pete, which is the B-side to Big Black Witchcraft Rock on vinyl only and has never appeared on CD. That's the only song of theirs I don't own, I think, and as a completist I obviously want it particularly now. I was hoping to see them again one day, sadly I never will, and my thoughts go out to Lux Interior's wife, Ivy Rorschach, who they were a husband and wife team from the 70s, who had kept going right the way through until now. Absolutely brilliant couple by all accounts, absolutely brilliant band by all accounts. Always did a fantastic show. And if you've never heard of them before, do check them out. Just type in the Cramps into Google and see what you can come up with. A good album to start is Stay Sick. We don't have permission to play any of their stuff, but now he's dead. Things might change. We don't have permission to play any of their stuff, but I do want you, the punky listeners, to check them out. They are a fantastic band. Check out some of the songs on Stay Sick. That I would say that's a good way into the band. If not, A Date with Elvis is another classic. They're kind of middle period Cramps and just very, very good, and it's a very sad thing.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a gig of any description?
I do.
Might it be something for Tony's International Gig Guide?
It is, yes.
Brilliant.
Again, from our biggest fan, Russ. Well, certainly Tony's...
I think we're his biggest fan, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Keeps them coming. But hey, that's fine. So here we go. I know you've mentioned it before in previous podcasts, but a quick reminder that The Coven is holding its first Valentine's special, since 2004, with special guests...
I don't think it'd be that romantic.
Nah. Devilish Presley and DJ KV Nick, plus resident DJs Nephilim Babe and Coven Alex. 9 p.m. till 2 a.m.
That's Russ's Nephilim Babe.
Yeah. £6. More details, myspace.com/TheCovenUK. So... Yeah.
It's an absolute bargain. It's at the Hat Factory.
Could be.
It's not. It's at the Hat Factory in Luton. I'm going to miss Devilish Presley, who played at a previous Dolly Remixture, and we've worked with them a few times, and they're fabulous people. We played on the show, etc., etc. But I am going to get there for the DJ set afterwards, because after my comedy show in Letchworth, which I'll be talking about in the next section, I'm going to be hot-footing it over to Luton to go to there to show my face in Luton Town with those guys. And
yeah,
I don't know whether you know this, but Russ, a.k.a. DJ Nephilim Babe, has offered me a DJ set at the April show at the other thing they do, Thursday Fury.
Oh, nice.
He said, I can't pay you any money because I only do this for drinks, but... I will buy you a number of large vodkas. I don't know whether you remember that story, but basically I didn't realise that my large vodkas were 35ml measures and drank half a bottle of vodka in an hour and a half and wondered why I was wobbling around on the Thursday night and everyone else seemed to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
So I have said, yes, I will do, and this will be my first ever DJ set at someone else's gig.
Cool.
I'm quite excited about it, and if he hasn't done one already... I will be doing a bit of a Cramps theme on that basis.
Yeah, nice.
So if you are in the Luton area on Saturday and you fancy going to that gig, Devilish Presley are brilliant. The music after it will be fantastic. Nephilim Babe is a great DJ, as is KV Nick, who's a fantastic DJ. And at £6 to get in, it's a fucking steal. So the Hat Factory, I think it's on Bute Street, near the bus station. So it's in the middle of town.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
Well, in that case then, Tony, I'd like to tell you about the Dolly Rocker movement.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dolly Rocker movement from Australia, influenced by late 60s garage, psychedelia and West Coast folk. Main man Daniel Poulter writes beautiful and well-crafted songs, and beneath a psychedelic and colourful surface, Dolly Rocker is simply a great pop band with a distinctive sound of their own. Our Brave New World is their first release, thank you Tony, outside Australia, and the song is taken from the upcoming album Our Days Mind the Time, and will be released as limited edition 7-inch vinyl and download March 30th, 2009. This is interesting because up until now, Bad Afro Records have only ever released music by artists from?
Finland?
Scandinavia and Finland, yeah, that's right. And now they've branched out. This is an Australian band. So I think that the next band will be playing as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dolly Rocker Movement's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDollyRockerMovement.
It is. It's Paulie B in the Internet 3, Tony 2. Is this going to be a hilarious escape? And this is Our Brave New World. So that was the Dolly Rocker Movement and Our Brave New World. Did you like that, Tone?
Yes.
Poppy for punk.
I quite like pop, though.
Yes, you do. Shame you never play it. Speaking of which, how are right hand pink?
Yeah, fine, thanks. We haven't practiced in the past couple of weeks, so due to like snow calling things off or various things, but hopefully we'll be back on it this week. Yeah, it's going to be all right.
Oh, fair enough. Now, as you know, it was my birthday last week, or the three-day festive celebration that I call Paulmas. And over the weekend, Paul B. Oxing Day, which is the third day, and the day after, I did get unusually smashed. On the Friday night, I went over to my mate Steve's pub in Luton, right?
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten that I'd mentioned to some of my old school friends that I would be out on Friday night, possibly, if they were. Got over to Steve's, I was over there. Steve was really busy in the pub and he was on his own, so I wasn't really getting much chance to talk to him. And I'm sat on the end of the bar by myself, which obviously I'm no stranger to. When I got a message from my mate Chris Boy saying, "Where are you? We're all out in town off for your birthday, including Paddy." And I haven't seen Paddy for years. So I went, "Oh God, sorry, Steve, I've got to go." Got a cab from Luton to Hitchin. Guess how much?
40 quid?
12.
Nice.
Cost more than that to get from Hitchin to Lecture for late at night. Absolute result. Got to the Victoria Public House just before 11 o'clock. We stayed in there till nearly midnight. Then we went up to Bombora, where you've been.
Yep.
And there were four of us. Now, that was perfect for a game of spoof. Now, I pride myself on being a good player of spoof. However, I had been drinking. I was excited. And I had a bit of a bad run. Actually, I had a terrible run. Actually, I did 7 black Sambucas in about 25 minutes. I did them half.
Oh, dear.
We just kept losing. It kept getting harder. At least we were drinking the same thing each time. I don't even like black Sambuca very much. But it's interesting at just how much black Sambuca that we did all consume, as became apparent when the next day I went out on the Saturday night. The mystery assistant was in tow. One or two other people were around. Bumped into a few people I haven't seen in a long time. Etc. etc. Went to get some black Sambucas. They sold out. We had to have red ones.
Oh, bloody
hell.
That
was great. Now, the last time that I drank a bar out of spirit, do you remember this? When the Late Lounge in Mansfield were on the verge of stopping Goldschlager.
All right.
And then me and my mate Paddy went in and did a bottle. As chasers. It wasn't even our drink of choice. We were just having it as a little bit extra on the pints. Fuck knows how much we had that night. But they were so impressed when they came to the stock take, they kept it on single-handedly for us. That's the last time, I think, that I've drunk a bar out of one of its spirits. So quite impressed, really. It only took 4 of us to get rid of the black Sambuca for a whole weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, quite pleased about that. Now, I need to tell you about my third word of the week, don't I?
Yeah.
You've heard shat-nav,
yep.
Which is the device I've bought to help me find the loo. I've been given another one by Rots Francais, now Rots Oxfordshire, who we have played on the show before, who said he's got a twat-nav, which helps him to avoid knobheads. So this week you've had a word of the week threesome. Shat-nav, twat-nav and tuna soup, you lucky people. You've also had the opportunity to buy a Punky Radio t-shirt and a bear with a piss stain on it.
Or a clock.
Or a clock. Don't be a cock. Buy a fucking clock. Right. The clocks are great. I'm getting one. Also, I'm now happy to tell you that this weekend are my comedy shows, and I've got 3. Yeah, not one, not two, but 3 doozies. Friday and Saturday night, Hitchin and Letchworth feature Bob Mills and Ronnie Golden. Saturday in Letchworth is sold out.
Wow.
You can't get in. So, if you want to see Bob Mills in Hertfordshire this weekend, you've got to come along to Hitchin on Friday. Get there early. It will be busy. We don't do advance tickets for Hitchin. It's £8 on the door, £6 if you remember. And then on Sunday, the start of a new gig in Bedford, Comedy SOS. which features Bob Mills and Ian Cognito. That is some bill for an opening night. They've already sold a third of the tickets for that one. You can get tickets from Planet Clothing in Bedford or from the Pad venue itself. The comedy happens from 7:30 to 10:30. Then we're having a half-hour break when we sort things out. And then SOS, Style Over Substance, Save Our Sundays kicks in, which is basically Punky Radio Live. It is just every form of alternative music you could possibly have, which will be curated, the first gig, by DJ Roch, who does the sound at Dolly Remixture. He does all the DJing at Dolly Remixture. We've got him in for the first one there, and I'm going to co-DJ it with him, basically, because he hasn't got as much punk annoy as I have, and obviously, thanks to Punky, I've got bloody loads. So, and that's the same, £8, £6 for the comedy, and then £3 to get into the club, or if you're at the comedy, free entry to the club. What a great night. You can find out more about that one, myspace.com/comedySOS. You can find out more about the Last Minute Comedy Club in Hitchin and Letchworth at lastminutecomedy.com.
Yeah.
Have you got anything you'd like? Oh, and there's a possibility you'll be down on Friday.
Very, very strong possibility I'll be down Friday. Yeah. Should
Bob
be definitely.
Bob Mills, Ronnie Golden and Toby.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Nothing else to add. I mean, it's my birthday next week, so we'll be doing the show
you
day
cry
after.
If you want to.
I probably will be crying. On the Monday, the 16th. So.
And are you celebrating it in style?
The beautiful Stephanie's taking me out somewhere on the Monday for a meal.
With one punch?
Yeah, with a big log.
Yeah. But she's going to thump one off on your chest.
Probably. That's how we do
bloody
it.
Bloody Germans, they're all pervy. I wish she was listening in the background.
She'll be listening at some point in the future.
So that's it. That's all that you're going to tell me. Will you give us an update on the birthday next week, Tony?
Yeah, that's all I know. It's a surprise to me. Surprise to us.
And it's what, your 37th?
32.
In my head, mate, 37.
Yeah, fair enough.
We better get on with the last track then, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
This is the last track of our Bad Afro Records special, and thank you so much to Lars and Bad Afro for sending us this through. Very, very helpful and great music. And obviously, a lot of what they play sounds kind of similar, and these three songs are all, the three bands are all of a sort. But let me tell you about the Mojomatics. The Mojomatics from Venice in Italy, see what I mean? That's not Scandinavia. Have released three albums, the latest being Don't Pretend That You Know Me from 2008. They played hundreds of concerts across Europe and are becoming known as one of the coolest garage rock bands from around here. Well, garage might not be the right term, as the Mojomatics heap together hillbilly blues, old country folk and bluegrass, inject it with the melody of British invasion pop, and fire it all out with the breakneck energy of the best garage punk rock and roll. Don't Believe Me When I'm High will be released as a 7-inch vinyl and download March 30th, 2009. So the same day as the Dolly Rocker Movement, which means you're buying two. What I want to know is, what is the Mojomatics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMojomatics.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 3. Don't Believe Me When I'm High. Oh, Tony, I'm disappointed about 3-3. I thought I might have won one for once.
Oh, well.
You're on a good run. You're unbeaten in a month.
Really?
I think you're unbeaten in 2009.
It won't last long.
I'd like to say the same. Yeah, I'm going to have to pick six bands you don't know. With stupid MySpace pages. By the way, I did mention the last bit, but The Bed was the Dead 60s, who are no more, so they don't care. But still fabulous music, and the music is still available, and do get it. Also, do make sure you check out cafepress.com/punkyradio for the new punky merchandise is up there. It's now available in pounds and dollars. Should be better for British customers, and still a good deal for American ones, because the exchange rate, baby, at the moment, is not that bad, is it?
No.
All the bands on this week's show should be on our MySpace.friends. Make sure you check them out. Don't forget that it's my comedy shows this weekend in Hitchin, Letchworth and Bedford. What else should people do, Tony?
There's a few things you can do for me. I need some twats emailing to me. I am desperate for twats, as always. So do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. Twats name, where they're from, and a reason. You can also, for my international gig guide, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, if you've got any gigs coming up, or know of any gigs. Yeah.
tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah, or vote for the podcast, Ali, and don't forget reviews at iTunes. If you're in the US, do hang us an iTunes review, and I'll read them out in a few weeks.
Oh, and I've just thought, I'm about to have a game casserole, and I said I've got a secret ingredient. That's right, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
This week, I've got those tasty little carrots, some onion, a courgette, a mixture of game, loads of coriander, a chilli, and the secret ingredient. I've only got to put an Italian pear in it, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, there's a fucking pear in it.
That's what's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's nice and sweet, but not conventionally sweet, and it'll go with the game really well.
Very nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. That's right, mate. I put a fucking pear in it.
Oh, dear.